Hello and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I'm Mace Haroff, and if you're a medical sales professional and you want to sell more, you're in the right place. Let's talk about the opportunities that you have to give a sales presentation. And I don't want to talk about the formal sales presentation where you schedule time and you sit down with the customer and you have his or her undivided attention. I want to talk about those opportunities where you run into a customer, say, in the hallway of the hospital, or maybe even in the parking lot. Or if you sell surgical equipment, this is something we commonly refer to as the scrub sink sale, where you're talking to the doctor while he or she is scrubbing at the scrub sink getting ready for a surgical procedure. And this is often perceived as a great time to speak with a physician or some other healthcare provider because you can have their undivided attention for the most part for as long as it takes them to wash their hands, which could be anywhere from 1 to 9 or 10 minutes if they're doing it correctly. But the question I want to ask you is if this is really an effective way for you to sell. You see, all sales presentation opportunities are not created equal. And as a medical sales professional, you know that the opportunities to get in front of your customers is often going to be very, very limited. So you don't want to pass up those opportunities where you can get maybe no more than just a couple of minutes of the doctor's time. You'd like to be able to sit down with them for 10, 15, 30 minutes, but you know that's not always possible. So what happens is you run into the doctor and you have to make a choice. The choice is, do I go into sales presentation mode or not? Let's say you run into the doctor in the hallway of the hospital, and the situation usually sounds something like this. Excuse me, Dr. Smith. Hey, how are you? Mace Haroff from XYZ Medical. Great to see you again. Do you have a minute for me to talk to you about something? And usually the doctor will either say, well, I'm on my way to see patients, or I'm on my way to radiology, or if you're quote-unquote lucky, and we'll discuss why you may not be so lucky, but if you think you're lucky and the doctor says, well, I've got a minute, what do you want to talk to me about? So what has just happened when the doctor says that he has a minute is he has pretty much put you on a timer where whatever it is you want to talk to him about, you know you got 60 seconds. You're approaching the doctor to talk about one of your products. You know you have 60 seconds. What do you do? Well, if you do what I've seen way too many medical sales professionals do, and something that I have even done myself, I'm embarrassed to say, but I've learned by my mistakes, you take advantage of those 60 seconds and you launch into a presentation, which is basically nothing more than showering the customer with features and benefits about a product you want to talk to them about. Maybe you'll emphasize a few benefits, but you're just going to throw it all at them in the time period allotted and hope that something will stick. Maybe you might even ask a closing question. So here's a question I have for you. Is this an effective way to sell? What I just described was a salesperson vomiting all over the customer. I know that sounds disgusting, forgive me, but you just vomited features and benefits, everything you could think of, all over the customer. Is that an effective way to sell? Hopefully you said no, because it's not. In fact, it's woefully ineffective. What you're doing is you're throwing a bunch of solutions at a customer and hoping that he or she has a problem that it just might happen to solve. As a medical sales professional, you know the effective way to do this is to identify needs, identify problems that the healthcare provider wants to have solved, or you discuss some outcomes that he has been getting with his patients that he would like to have improved. So now you've identified something that is worth solving. So you deliver your solution, you demonstrate it. Of course, the doctor is going to have some objections, especially if he's paying attention. So you're going to have to handle objections. And then you're going to ask a closing question, but a lot of times you're not going to get the sale right then and there. If it's a surgical case, you're not going to book the surgical case right then and there. The doctor is going to need more information or going to want to see more. So you have to be able to get some kind of commitment that moves the sale forward. Now here's another question. Can you do all of that in a minute? The real answer is sometimes you can, depending on the complexity of the sale and how difficult it is to identify the problems that need solving. But truthfully, most of the time, the vast majority of the time, you cannot. But here's the real danger, and this is what I want you to keep in mind. When you're selling to a busy healthcare provider, doesn't matter if it's a doctor, a nurse, any clinician, or even the CEO, CFO, or the materials manager for that matter. They're very, very busy people. And once you've discussed something with them, anything, in their minds, they've heard it. Especially if you're trying to sell a product that the customer is already using, a competitive product that they're very happy with. So once you've shown them your product, even if it's within the span of a minute, in their minds, they have already seen it. So the problem that you may be having is that when you try to revisit the product, to follow up or to show it to them again, if they have in their mind a preconceived notion based on that 1 minute sales presentation on whether or not your product is a solution for them, and they don't think that it is, you're dead in the water. Because they've already seen it and they just want to move on. They don't have time to keep looking at the same product over and over. So the take-home message is, if you're only going to have one opportunity, one real opportunity to present your product to a customer, is it worth doing everything you can to optimize the environment and the time allotted for you to deliver that presentation? So does that mean that you pass up on the opportunity when you run into the customer in the hallway or at the scrub sink or in the parking lot? Well, if your goal is to give a sales presentation, then the answer is yes. Pass on it. But it is an opportunity to schedule some time with the doctor to sit down and go through your product in detail, having a full discussion about the doctor's situation and exactly how your product or service is the ideal solution for that. So don't pass up on the opportunity to schedule something. But if you feel the pressure, and you will feel the pressure because the doctor or the nurse might say, well, you know, tell me what you want to show me. What's it about? Focus on the problem, focus on what you want to change, but don't talk about your product. Sell the appointment, and then when you're on that appointment, you'll have plenty of opportunity to fully address the situation that your product fits. And you're going to have a much, much higher chance for closing the sale than you will in a rushed minute of sales insanity. Because I honestly believe that's what it is. If your normal sales presentation requires 10 or 15 minutes and you're trying to do it in a minute, all you're doing, again, if I may use the term, is shooting yourself in the wallet. I believe this is so critically important. I have written a separate article that I posted on my website. You can go to my website at www.medicalsalestraining.com, click on articles, and look for the article entitled Selling to the Busy Healthcare Provider: All Sales Presentation Opportunities Are Not Created Equal. You could share it with your sales force or anyone you like. It's 867 words. And I did it separately because I believe in this so much. I've seen it mess up sales opportunities that it's worth having both in the auditory form and in the written form. And hopefully you think so as well. Thank you for joining me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. If you have a sales meeting coming up and you're looking for an industry-specific speaker, please consider me. I've just added a new keynote that might be the perfect fit for your meeting. It's called Coasting into Complacency, the Quiet Curse that Kills Business, Relationships, and People. It's geared towards medical salespeople and the changing healthcare environment and how not paying attention to the small details that make all the difference in the world can absolutely crush your business and crush those critical relationships that you've spent months, years, even decades building. So keep me in mind. I'd love to speak for your organization. And if you'd like to contact me to talk about it, you can reach me at 561-333-8080. Again, 561-333-8080, or email me at mace@medicalsalestraining.com. And as you move through your medical sales career, please remember these words: nothing, I mean nothing, is ever more important than the patient. The patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Talk to you soon.